flew to Hong Kong and took a ferry into China.
Carol Cousins de Reyes is a successful woman with a master's degree, but in her early 20s, she was unknowingly forced into sex trafficking, lured to China believing she had a job in the entertainment business.
Everything just kind of fell apart from there.
Cousins de Reyes was shocked when she was told she'd be working as a prostitute.
When they told me I couldn't go home, well, I knew that that meant I can't go home unless I sneak away.
Sex trafficking involves forced coercion, involving prostitution and other acts. Cousins de Reyes says she turned her own experience into advocating for other sex trafficking victims.
It's important to connect with other people and not let silence suffocate you.
The Human Trafficking Hotline estimates the crime to be a multi-billion dollar industry, second only to illegal drugs. Because sex trafficking is largely underground, authorities say prosecuting sex traffickers has been difficult. The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings believes Nebraska is part of a global sex trafficking network and found dozens of escort services advertising in the state over the internet. UNL Assistant Professor Shriani Tidball says those that don't think it happens in Nebraska are mistaken.
What they don't understand is human trafficking is alive and doing really well in our state.
It's an all-out attack on human trafficking in the state.
While the latest 2012 numbers from the Nebraska Crime Commission show 198 arrests on sex trafficking charges, it's a 30% increase from the year before. The FBI says the increased sex trafficking arrests are due in part to greater awareness and a change in attitude.
We should be going after the trafficker and the consumer.
This fall, Attorney General Doug Peterson announced that Nebraska was changing the way it prosecutes sex trafficking cases.
We have to change the way people perceive this and understand that these young girls are being treated as slaves to support a business model.
Within $1.5 million federal grant, Peterson created the Human Trafficking Task Force. It's a coalition of law enforcement and social service agencies working to fight trafficking. State Senator Patty Pansingbrooks has sponsored legislation that targets sex trafficking and works closely with Attorney General Peterson.
He is determined to stop this, and I really admire that about him.
Cousins de Reyes says she is encouraged, but would also like to see more rehabilitation services to help people like her overcome the trauma of being sex trafficking victims.
I clung to art to get through the rough moments. I drew a lot of disturbing pictures of what I was feeling in my life and wrote a lot of journals that I have shredded because they are so disturbing to me.
Nebraska still faces an uphill battle against sex trafficking. The FBI says it's more prevalent during events such as a College World Series. How much more isn't clear. Cousins de Reyes says stopping the activity is important, and so is creating a support system for victims.
Not saying you have to speak about being a survivor, but to connect with other survivors is a very rich experience.
For KRNU, I'm Evan Hummel.